Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 91. Lows level off around 58. Tonight, clear skies. Highs around 83. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Lots of sunshine and dry Friday and Saturday. Low 80s Friday, mid 80s by Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Former Governor Jeff Collier for the state of Kansas officially teased on social media yesterday that he may be looking at a run for governor again in the state of Kansas, with another social media post yesterday evening announcing that he has officially recruited a new campaign treasurer, Republican Kyle Hoffman from the city of Clearwater. Collier did become the 47th governor for the state of Kansas after President Donald Trump had selected Governor Sam Brownback to become the ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Collier had lost the Republican nomination to Chris Kobach in the 2018 primary and withdrew from the 2022 race after announcing prostate cancer. In other news, the Kansas National Guard released a press statement yesterday evening saying that they are holding a ribbon cutting coming up on May 27th for a new Joint Force headquarters that will be based in Topeka. According to the National Guard, they say that the near $18.7 million facility will meet anti-terrorism and force protection requirements with additional upgrades for the National Guard.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has officially announced after her latest news release that the Trump administration in Washington, D.C. has terminated more than $30 million in different health care grants that were coming here to the state of Kansas, where she says it will result in the loss of dozens of jobs and leaving communities without service around the Mid-America region. As according to the Trump administration, they had terminated abruptly the, quote, unilateral termination of more than $33 million in grants that support health care and mental health issues in the Sunflower State after the Kansas Department Health and Environment has announced that they will be getting rid of more than 56 different positions and health posts that leave communities across the state without access to some critical services. As a statement from Governor Kelly, she said the Trump administration's abrupt and unilateral funding cuts will have severe and imminent consequences for the health, safety, and quality of life of Kansans across the state, especially in rural communities. She goes on to say that the cuts come at a time when Kansas is in the midst of fighting two different outbreaks of tuberculosis and measles.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the University of Nebraska says they continue to work on their upcoming annual budget for the university after saying that over the past 10 to 11 years, the NU budget has been reduced by more than $125 million, as Dr. Jeffrey Gold says that he's glad that right now, at least, they're not talking about additional budget cuts.
I was certainly very grateful for the fact that the budget is not being proposed to be cut, because the cut would have been extremely difficult for us to deal with given all of the inflationary costs and things of that nature. Originally, they were proposing a 1.75 and a 1.75, meaning half of the 3.5 that we'd originally asked for. And then it went down to a 1.25 plus 1.25. And then it went down to 1.25 and flat, and that is what is in the current legislative bill.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A lengthy discussion at Monday night's Marysville City Council meeting began with a request to change a section of 12th Road from U.S. 36 south to Kiowa to gravel, which eventually passed with unanimous approval of a low bid from Don Bruna Construction for $16,700. This was deemed a safety effort to immediately alleviate ongoing concerns with road deterioration. Councilman Jeff Keating, who lives in the area in East Marysville, spoke strongly of a need to address ongoing concerns with the road, which provides access to the Keystone development, which currently has 19 vacant building lots. Promoting housing development and potential population growth became discussion items, which will likely be a tough put. Action was urged on improvements on Keystone Road, with a suggestion the city explore annexing 12th Road, a portion of which is shared with Marshall County. A $1.3 million bid for the 15th Street Storm Sewer Replacement Project was approved and or tabled that could allow extended dates for firing within city limits. Council members asked additional time to study the proposal. A condemnation hearing was held with no input on a property at 409 North 14th Street. Later in the meeting, an economic development request was approved for demolition of that structure. Nuisance notices were passed for a number of other properties. Issues with cleaning the sand filter at the city pool have continued, and replacement of the sand and filters after this summer season will be needed. The pool is operational, but will be limited on use of water slides due to low pressure from leaks identified. Anna Zarbenicki was valedictorian at Hanover, while Anna Chinaman was salutatorian during graduation. Sunday, 13 seniors graduated. Cameron Beichman was valedictorian, Addison Hurst salutatorian at Lynn, graduating 14. An injury accident in Gage County Sunday evening was reported at 8:40 p.m. north of Blue Springs on a street north of West Cherry. A male and female, each around 30 years old, were thrown from an ATV after it left the roadway. They were listed in serious but stable condition after being life-flighted, one from the scene of the accident, the other from Beatrice Municipal Airport. Identity of those involved not yet available. Derek DeBoer of Blue Rapids was our guest on the public affairs program this past weekend and spoke about development of the Arboretum.
Me and I started looking at all the mature trees we have in the city of Blue Rapids in our parks and open areas. I thought, you know, that would make a lot of sense for public access and to label some of these so other people can have the educational opportunity and so forth. So I tossed out that idea to some different community members. We have a good group of nonprofit organizations, including our community action team and foundation and so forth. So I talked to folks that are members of those organizations and didn't get any negative feedback. In fact, got some good verbal support through those conversations. And about a year ago at one of our city tree board meetings, I tossed out the idea of what if we utilize our parks as an arboretum open to the public, and it was well received, and so we kind of voted it in at that point. And then we held a special meeting to get a little bit more community input. We wanted community members involved as much as possible.
If you missed the conversation, our public affairs programs are available as a podcast on our website at KeyIndyYRadio.com.
Yeah, so kind of the central hub to the Arboretum is there at our town square. Folks are familiar with Blue Rapids. They know that our city square is actually a circle, like a big roundabout. And so that is kind of where the Arboretum starts. So that's where the main sign has been installed. And then we also utilize the Riverside Park, which most folks in our area would know as the Marshall County Fairgrounds. So it's kind of spread throughout town at this point.
Mary Catherine Hatfield, age 78, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville with a visitation from noon until 2. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Catherine Hatfield. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham balls, cheesy potato casserole, Scandinavian vegetable blend, cottage cheese with peaches, and a cookie. Reminder of the community conversation hosted by River Valley Extension District, the First National Bank Meeting Room in Washington this morning, 8 to 9 a.m. It's 7:14.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. South winds still gusting as high as 25. Cooler on Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 80s. Westerly winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine by Friday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then mostly clear skies Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Staying sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the lower 80s. Some rain showers are possible throughout Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms become likely throughout Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And more rain likely Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May 75, record high on this date 95, the average low 53 and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 8:33, sunrise in the morning 15. Sunny at 63 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 14th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at blueevereyecare.com.
Seed, early exit. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Cleveland Cavaliers were the best team in the Eastern Conference this season, but they don't make it out of the conference semifinals. Pacers eliminated the Cavs last night in Game 5. 114-105, Pacers coach Rick Carlisle.
I'm sorry that their season had to end like this in a way. You know, I mean, Kenny did an amazing job. Their guys, they just kind of had the perfect season, and then we came along and we're hot at the right time.
Pacers reached the Eastern Conference Finals for the second consecutive season. They do it by rallying again, come from down 19 last night. They also have two wins this postseason where they trailed by 20. Pacers get either the Knicks or the Celtics. New York up 3-1 heading into tonight's Game 5. Boston is without Jason Tatum. He had surgery yesterday to repair a ruptured Achilles. In the West, Minnesota is at home tonight looking to close out the Warriors in Game 5. Wolves are up 3-1 in the series. The other Western Conference semi sees the Thunder beating Denver last night 112-105. Oklahoma City takes a 3-2 series lead. On the ice, Stars get a hat trick from Mikhail Granlund and beat Winnipeg 3-1. Dallas goes up 3-1 in the series. Baseball, a night of walk-offs. Mariners get past the Yankees on a single from J.P. Crawford. Astros beat the Royals 2-1. Walk-off homer from Isaac Paredes. Cubs get a walk-off double from Justin Turner, beat the Marlins 5-4. In Detroit, Tigers, Red Sox.
Fly ball, left field, deep into the night, and gone! Oh, you
97-1 the ticket. Baez, game-winning three-run homer, second of the game. Padres beat the Astros 6-4 on a walk-off two-run homer from Fernando Tatis Jr. A's crushed the Dodgers 11-1. White Sox in 10 beat the Reds 5-1. Speaking of baseball, Commissioner Rob Manfred removes deceased people from the permanently ineligible list, including Pete Rose and Joe Jackson.
If you're waiting for summer deals to refresh your home, don't wait any longer, because Macy's Memorial Day pre-sale is happening now. From backyard hosting to indoor updates, find the perfect pieces for every space, like amazing outdoor furniture sets, customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, and top mattress brands like Tempur-Pedic. Come in and get early access to incredible deals. We're talking 20 to 65% off before the official sale begins on Friday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. At a U.S.-Saudi investment forum in Riyadh, President Trump announcing Saudi Arabia will invest $600 billion in a series of deals with the United States, including more than $140 billion in defense sales. Big layoffs at Microsoft, the company letting about 6,000 workers go on Tuesday, nearly 3% of its entire workforce, with a focus on managers. Nearly 2,000 of the job cuts tied to Microsoft's Redmond headquarters. The company shifting its spending to artificial intelligence. With the average new car costing more than $47,000, lots of people were paying attention when startup Slate Auto announced it would be selling a no-frills electric pickup truck for $25,000. Just 2 weeks after the announcement, more than 100,000 people have already made a reservation with the company. With the standard battery, it travels around 150 miles on a charge, helping keep the price low. Hand crank windows and a sparse dashboard with no radio, navigation systems, or touch screens. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Spring is here, and it's time to take back your lawn with a new Hustler mower from Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Right now, grab a great deal with $600 off all Raptor Edition residential mowers, the mower that delivers pro-level performance without the pro price. Providing top-of-the-line cutting performance while also offering first-in-class comfort, find the full line of commercial and residential Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or their website, bluevalleytrailers.com, and take advantage of $600 off all Raptor Edition mowers until the end of May.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Wednesday morning to you for the middle of the week in trading. Markets opening up in just a little bit. We'll see what's in store for us today. Markets brought to you by 4T Ag Insurance. We have you covered from your home to your cattle. It's 4T Ag Insurance. Well, yesterday we started off with a lot of red on the board overall for the grains and the livestock. But as trading went along throughout the day, we did see some green pop up in some areas, really showing some mixed numbers at the end for both grains and livestock at the end. We'll see what's in store for us today. But corn market pretty steady yesterday. They were consistently in the red. July corn was down 5.5 cents at 442.5. May corn was down 4.25 at 436, even a bushel. In the wheat market, May was up 3.75 cents with a shortened day of trading with that bought off the board. That was sitting at 502 even at the end. July KC wheat was up by 3.75 cents at 511.75. Most of that was all in the green for later futures as well. In the oats, May oats were in the red 4 cents yesterday at 377.25. Only a short amount of trading for those. July oats were down 4 pennies at 342 even. Moving over to your soybeans, they started off red, but did see some green at the end. Not the 20-cent gains we had seen a couple days ago, but still positive nonetheless. May beans were up a 1.25 cent to 1067.25. The July beans were up 1.25 as well at 1072.5 cents. Soybean meal slightly lower there yesterday, with May meal wrapping up $5.20 in the red at 285.90. July meal was down 4.80 at 293.30. Soybean oil for May, that was in the green, $1.61 at 51.10, and the July up $1.56 at 51.48. The canola market saw some decent gains with a big jump right at the end of trading yesterday. July up $18.70 to 729.30, and cotton market had some red yesterday with July down 35 cents, finishing at 66.28. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
from Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Current prices in livestock markets have made cattle extremely valuable, which can put animals at a higher risk of being stolen. With bottle calves and cow-calf pairs being common targets, Vice President of Communications for the Kansas Livestock Association, Scarlett Madinger, explains how ranchers can protect their livestock.
First and foremost, brand. You know, brand your cattle. That's going to be the most permanent, surefire way to positively identify those cattle. If they're trying to sell them at a, you know, regional auction market, somebody is most likely to recognize that brand, maybe know that, hey, you know, that isn't who dropped them off. Also, ear notching can help. That's another permanent identifier, if you will. Ear tags can help, but they're so easily removed that they're really not a guarantee that, you know, that they're going to stay. And most likely they're not. You know, they're going to take those ear tags out. And so they can help, but they're not obviously a permanent identifier.
She discusses another avenue of livestock theft prevention.
Being able to restrict access to your pens, you know, your pastures, other property as much as possible. I know that can be difficult, but anything that causes someone to take an extra step, you know, somebody that's looking to steal cattle, if you're making them take an extra step, it serves as a deterrent. And so if you can keep those gates locked, chain your loading facilities. So if you have movable loading facilities or movable pens, you know, chain those up so that they're not easily accessible to somebody that they can back up and load your cattle out.
Madinger offers more methods for curbing a potential crime.
Checking and counting your livestock frequently. You know, keep written records, especially if you've got cattle at multiple locations. But if you're counting them regularly, then you know if you're missing some. And that would help narrow down when they were possibly taken. So if you're keep an eye on your cattle as frequently as possible, I think will be very helpful. Also, just be observant, right? Take note of any suspicious vehicles that are in the area, especially around your pastures. You know who you see regularly on that dirt road when you're headed to check those cattle and who is out of place within reason.
That was Vice President of Communications for the Kansas Livestock Association, Scarlett Madinger, on keeping cattle out of the hands of thieves. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Do you carry a nagging grudge that you can't let go of? It's likely doing more harm to you than anyone else. We have the evidence today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 14th, the 134th day of the year. Filmmaker George Lucas celebrates a birthday, and NBC aired the finale of Seinfeld on this night in 1998. Are you the type who lets bygones be bygones, or do you carry grudges? Evidence shows that people who carry grudges have higher rates of heart disease, elevated blood pressure, ulcers, and chronic pain. The precise reason isn't yet known, but the psychologists think it boils down to how mental attitudes affect our well-being. Need help letting go of a stubborn grudge? Here's some advice from Abraham Lincoln. He suggested you write your complaints in a letter, address it to the other party, then stuff it in a drawer forever. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. Warmer start to the day. It's 65 with sunshine, and you start to feel that humidity build in, which is likely going to prompt a scattered chance for thunderstorms. Best chance is out toward the end of the weekend. Highs around 90 on tap today. Could be our warmest readings yet for the remainder of this work week.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and those that were working through the rewards program for the Kansas City Chiefs say they are frustrated after the Chiefs Kingdom ended up announcing a change to their Kingdom Rewards program where it will no longer be a point-based system, but yet only exclusive for those who hold season tickets. And some Chiefs fans who say they've collected hundreds of thousands of reward points say they had no warning of the change and lost all of them.
I logged in and it said, oh, guess what? We have a new program coming up. All your points are gone. I went, what? I would have bid on, there were other things out there that I could have been on. Where was the memo? Hey, it's going away. You could have told us.
That audio from KSN News, where according to the Chiefs Kingdom's rewards, they say they will return later on this summer with a new name. Exact details about the program are still unclear as they continue to announce the new plan. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
The Great Outdoors Giveaway is back
at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
Now through June,
earn entries on your Seven Clans Players Club card to win a UTV, boat, and camper on select Saturdays.
Own the outdoors by winning big indoors.
The summer months mean more fun for the entire family at our indoor water park.
Make a reservation now before they fill up.
Gigantic giveaways to concerts and millions of dollars in monthly jackpots.
It's all right here
at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Highway 177 in Newkirk, Oklahoma.
Where the winners play.
It's an official farewell for the longtime Kansas University men's basketball assistant coach after announcing his retirement after 37 years of coaching with more than 14 seasons with the Kansas Jayhawks. As KSNT News reports, the longtime assistant coach of Norm Roberts has officially announced that he is retiring, as Roberts is a member of the A-Step-Up Assistant Coach Hall of Fame and being ranked with Kansas head coach Bill Self since 1995. In a statement from Roberts, he said, quote, I've been fortunate that I've never worked a day in my life. Being able to coach at Kansas and part of the program has been unbelievable. After 37 years as a coach, it is time for me to move on, enjoy my family, spend more time with my wife and sons. Roberts had left KU to become the head coach for St. John's after spending 6 years there. He returned to Lawrence back in 2012 and during his time had a hand in winning 7 Big 12 titles, making 5 NCAA Sweet 16 appearances, 4 NCAA Final Four appearances, and claiming the 2022 NCAA National Championship.
Hey, K-State fans, football season will be here before you know it, and 2025 season tickets are on sale now. Order your season tickets today and secure a seat in the Bill for all 6 home games this fall. Saturdays in Manhattan are best when spent cheering on the Cats with 50,000 members of the K-State family. To order, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Washington County hosted and won the Twin Valley League Golf Tournament with a score of 337, led by Monty Huckett with a 78. Valley Heights' Jaden DeWalt finished second, one shot short of forcing a playoff. Onega and Centralia finished second and third to Washington County in team totals. Marysville boys golf team was runner-up at the NCKL tournament Monday at Colbert Hills in Manhattan. Senior Mason Raider finishing runner-up. Junior Eli Sedlacek third place. Regional baseball pairings are out. Marysville, 8-13, is the number 5 seed and will face 4th seed Mar Hill, 11-11, Friday at noon at Sabetha. Top seed Riverside takes on Royal Valley. Second seed Nemaha Central faces Hiawatha. Third seed Sabetha will host ACCHS in another first-round action. In the 1-2A regional at Rossville, Frankfort, 17-3 is top seed with a first-round bye. Valley Heights at 4-20 is the number 8 seed and will take on Blue Valley, 3-15, in a play-in game Wednesday afternoon at 2. Centralia is the number 5 seed taking on Onega. Second seed Mission Valley meets Jackson Heights, and third seed Rossville hosts Waubonsie.
KNDY.